Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to be learning Ksubah Daf Yud Daled. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilei Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom. We wish the Landerer family a profound sense of nechama on the loss of Dr. Landerer's mother. And it's also sponsored by TheSeferTorah.com, which is a drive to write a Sefer Torah L'Zecher Nishmas Rav Meir Zlatowitz, Zichrono Levracha. All of us who learned Daf Yomi, and probably everyone in Klal Yisrael, has benefited from Art Scroll, whether from an Art Scroll Siddur, Machzor, or the Art Scroll Gemaras, which we all know was introduced by Rav Meir with the encouragement of his Rebbe, Rav David Feinstein Zatzal. And one of Rav David's dreams before he passed away was to write a Sefer Torah L'Zecher Nishmas from Meir. Now we all have the opportunity to do so at thesefertorah.com. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. And again, we are holding at the end of the page on Yud Gimel and Beis and Ahu Arus V'Arusaso. So first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is, do we believe the woman when the Arus admits that the baby is taka from him? Meaning she's pregnant. She says, yeah, I'm pregnant, but it was I'm be'erusin with this man. We haven't behaved, and the baby's from him. And he says, taka, it's true. The baby's my baby. So do we now believe her that l'kasher nevalti, that the baby is kasher because it came from the arus? Then the Gemara is going to discuss that whether Rabbi Yehoshua values the cheskas kashrus in his assessment of things. We keep having Mishnayos where Rabbi Yehoshua keeps on saying, "Lo mibianu chayin," we don't believe what she's saying. What about a cheskas kashrus? Does that ever make a difference? And that leads us right into the major sugya of almanas isa, some type of suffix in yichus that relates to an almana, and we'll have a discussion about what that even means, and when an almanas isa is kosher, and when and differentiating between that and cases where you have a situation of a psul. Then the Gemara Nam Beis is going to discuss if a person is shosek when accusations are made against his yichus. Do we assume that that's an admission? Do we assume that he is in fact possible? Does it make a difference if people accuse him of being a mamzer or a nasin versus being a chalal, and he's shosek, he just doesn't say anything? So how do we read into his shtika? So let's begin at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Hu Arus Farasaso. You have two people that are be'erusin with each other, a man and a woman. They do not yet have nisuin, but the woman is pregnant, so that's problematic. Dasul kamed Rav Yosef, and they came to Rav Yosef. He amra minei. She says, yes, I'm pregnant, but it comes that the baby is from the man that I have erusin with, and therefore the vlad is kasher, and I should not become asur labayli. I should not become asur to my husband. Vehu amar, and the man says, in minai. That's exactly right. The baby is my baby, and therefore she's telling the truth, and there's no psul in this baby. The Shitim Betzos understands that within Rashi that we're talking about that he knows for sure that the baby is from him, but not that he's saying, oh, mistama, it must be mine, because what do you mean mistama? How would that be enough? Why is him saying anything going to be enough? Meaning just because he has misbehaved with her, it doesn't mean other people haven't also misbehaved with her, and therefore it could be that the baby's not his. So that's why the Shittim Betzos understands within Shittas Rashi that the case over here is that somehow he's able to say so with certainty. However, other Rishonim say that no, he doesn't have a real tainas bari that it's for sure his baby, but Memela, we assume that it's very likely from him because he is the Arus, he is the person that has a relationship with this woman. So anyway, so the case came to Rav Yosef, some Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said the woman is believed because l'may nechushla, what do we have to be choshish for? Chada, first of all, da kamoda. The guy is even moda that he was that she was not mezana with somebody else. He's not accusing her of being mezana with somebody else. But oh, and even if the Arus isn't here and he's not Moda, Hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halach Kram Gamliel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says we pass on that Kram Gamliel that the woman is nemenes to say Lekasher Nivalti. So over here also the woman is saying that Lekasher Nivalti, and she was not mizana with somebody else. So Memela, she's believed to say that the Vlad is Kasher because she's identifying her husband as the person who is the father of this Vlad. So two reasons to believe her. Number one, that the husband is being moda that he's the one that impregnated her. And second of all, we pass it from Gamliel anyway. We always believe the woman. So why would this be any different? So I'm like, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, oh, it sounds from what you're telling me that if the Arus is moda, you don't even need to pass it from Gamliel. Meaning that each of these reasons are independent of each other. That I'm going to believe her even if I pass it like Rabbi Yoshua when the Arus is moda. But when the Arus is not moda, only then do I need to rely on Rabbi Gamliel to say that she's Ne'amenes. So ask the Gemara, Ubahaki lo moda. In such a situation of an arus varasaso, when the arus is not moda, so maksherem gamliel, would Rabbi Gamliel say kosher? V'amr le Shmuel to Rabbi Yehuda, but didn't Shmuel tell Rabbi Yehuda Shinina? Shinina was a name that was given to Rabbi Yehuda. It was a nickname that was given to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Haigon explains that it's a lashon harami of someone who has large teeth. That anyone who's a gadol shinayim, they would call them Shinina. Others say that it means that it's like Shimon, like Vishinantam Levanecha, like he knows things cold, he knows things fluently, which is certainly a more complimentary type of name to call someone. If you're just describing some physical attribute of his, so that's a major shiloh whether you're allowed to call somebody that, because that's, you know, if you're describing a physical attribute, that might be Mechana Shem Lechavera, which the Gemara in Bava Metzia has some very not nice things to say about someone who makes up nicknames, descriptive nicknames of his friends, call someone shorty or fatty or something like that. It would be so shouldn't a big, you know, bucktooth or something like that is not exactly a compliment. So there's a discussion I mentioned many times in one of the Tshuva Svarim where someone wanted to know that there were two people named Chaim in the shul, and there was one that was very tall, so they wanted to know, can they call him a nickname Chaim Aruchin because he was such a tall fellow. So okay, so you have big shilas about nicknames, but anyway, so he says to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna halacha krim Gamliel, but halacha falls from Gamliel, but va'at lo tavir uvda, but you should not paskin that the woman is ne'amenes, like Rabbi Gamliel does, adi ikarov ksherin etzla, unless the situation is that she's saying l'kasher nevalti, and most men in the world would be kosher to her. Meaning most men she has access to would be kosher to her. The Ramban and the Ra'ah say, it doesn't mean like we find halacha vein morin king, when he says at lo tavir uvda, that's not like it's saying that we paskin this way, but a morin came. That Shmuel needs to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel even barov psulin, but you should only be avid uvda when even b'diavad, because if the halacha is like him, why wouldn't you paskin like a b'diavad? And if b'diavad you're not going to paskin like him, the main nafkamina that we're going to that halacha kedvarav. So sometimes you find the opposite, that even though the halacha is that she's asura, but nevertheless him nisei slo teitze. So anyway, so he says to him, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, but you shouldn't follow the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel and believe the woman, adik or rov ksherin, unless you have a situation of a rov ksherin. But if you have a situation of rov psulin, even Ram Gamliel would ask her. Vahacha rov psulin etzla. And certainly in a case where a woman has erisin already, it's always rov psulin etzla. Because once a woman has erisin, what happens at erisin is that a woman becomes an eishes ish klape the rest of the world. Meaning she's considered an eishes ish in that she's asura to every single man on earth. So it's rov psulin etzla, because every man on earth, aside from her own husband, is psulin etzla. So how could Rabbi Yosef say that we should be machshir because Allah is Rabbi Gamliel? We're not machshir in the case of rov psulin. And Abayi understands that Shmuel meant to say to Rav Yehuda that even though we paskin like Rav Gamliel, but even Rav Gamliel himself would only believe the woman when it's Rav Ksherin. So how can you tell me that we paskin like Rav Gamliel even when it's Rav Psulin? So Vila Tameich, so Rav Yosef responds back to Abaye, according to you, that you think Rav Gamliel is only machshir when it's Rav Ksherin? Tikshi lachigufa, then you're going to have a stira mineu bay within Shmuel's statement. Because halacha, and then va'atlo tavruvda. He says that halacha is like Rav Gamliel, and then he says, but you shouldn't actually follow that psak. So he should have said that even Rami Gamliel was only machshir b'rov ksherim. Why does he say that Allah is Rami Gamliel, but you shouldn't follow that psak? Sounds like Rami Gamliel would be machshir even b'rov psulin. It's just that we shouldn't follow his psak when it's b'rov psulin. So if Rami Gamliel holds that we're machshir even b'rov psulin, so why wouldn't you follow his psak? Elamayim sachlameimar. Well, you have to say is that we do pass on the Rabbi Gamliel even when it's Rav Psulin, but L'Chadchila, we try not to rely on that. Even Rav Psulin B'diavet, she's already married, and we want to be Motzi her Mibayla, so then we rely on Ram Gamliel that she's Nemenes. V'hanami, K'diavetami, and this Maiso, the Arus Varus Sasso, is a situation of B'diavet, so B'diavet, we pass on Ram Gamliel, even Rav Psulin. The reason it's considered B'diavet is because the woman is already Mu'uresa, so you can't make her get divorced from her husband, even when we have Rav Psulin. And even though the Kabbalah, the Vlad, it's like a Lechadchila, because the Vlad is not married yet, but nevertheless, if we would passel the Vlad Lekal, then the husband would think twice every time he's with his wife, that maybe there's a problem with her also, so it will destroy the marriage. So there's no way we can be Machshir the Vlad and passel the Vlad and be Machshir the mother. So by being Machshir the mother, by definition, we have to be Machshir the Vlad as well. Okay, so now that we've explained that, according to Rabbi Yeshua, a woman is not believed, even b'dieved, and we do not follow her cheskas kashrus. And according to Rav Gamliel, the woman is believed even the lechadchila, because we do follow the cheskas kashrus. So says Gemara, is that really true? Does Rabbi Yeshua always ignore the cheskas kashrus of the woman and just say, "Let me be anuchayin, I don't care what she says, I'm not interested in anything she says"? And does Rav Gamliel always pay attention to the cheskas kashrus and say that we do believe her? So Rami le Abaye le Rabba, Abaye, yes, the following stira to Rabba, umir Omer Rabbi Yeshua ainin ne'emenes. Does Rabbi Yeshua really hold a woman is not ne'emenes to say that she was nevelas to a kasher, that we do not follow the cheskas kashrus or a minu? But I'll ask you a stira. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda Misera al almanas isa. There it is. Those words, almanas isa, that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yudim and Beseira were made about an almanas isa. What is an almanas isa? It's an almana of a man who himself is a safek chalal. If he was a vadai chalal and he left an almana, so then his wife is pasul kuhuna. But since he's a safek chalal and he left an almana, so that they were made she kshera lekuhuna, that she is kasha lekuhuna. Why? Because she has a cheskas kasha, so we're not going to pasul her misafek. So it turns out that Rabbi Yeshua holds that we do follow cheskas kashrus, not like we've been saying based on the Mishnah that we ignore the cheskas kashrus of the woman and we just say lo mipi anuchayin and we assume that she's apostle. No, we follow cheskas kashrus, and that's why in almanas isa is ksheru lakuna. What does isa mean? Isa means a doe normally. So Rashi writes the reason she's called isa is because among this in this person's yichus there are svekos that are mixed in. And mixed into the family tree there are svekos, and because of that it's considered almanas isa. What does it mean that the guy was a safek chalal? So this is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Rashi writes that his mother got divorced in her first marriage with a safek get, like safek karav lo, safek karav la, meaning that his mother's first husband gave her a get that we're not sure if it was a valid get or not. And then that first husband died, right? If the first husband then did not die, you'd have much bigger problems. Then you'd have something mamzerus if the woman got remarried. But no, the first husband then died. So either the woman is an almana or the woman is a grusha. We don't know, because it depends if the get was chal or not. So she's a suffic grusha, a grusha is asura lakuna, and a suffic almana. An almana is mutaris lakuna. And then she went and got married in a second marriage to a kohen, and she gives birth to a son. So that son is a safek chalal. So our shaila is the almana of that son who is a safek chalal. Again, what makes him a safek chalal? Because either his parents were a kohen and an almana, which would be fine, then he would not be a chalal, or it was a kohen and a grusha, which means that he is a safek chalal, that he is a chalal. So since we don't know, so the guy has the status of a safek chalal, and now if he gets married and he leaves an almana, that is an almanas isa. Other Rishonim say that no, we're talking about a case where there's a svek sveka, whether he's a chalal. Rashi himself quotes in Dibra Maskel Trei, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Tovelin, that it means a little differently, that the woman was niskarish with a suffik erishin, and then she dies within, then the husband dies within 3 months of that, and she went and she got remarried to a kohen within 3 months, and she has another child 7 months later. So not only are we not sure if she's a grusha, we're also not sure if this child is from that first marriage marriage, in which case he would not be a chalal, or he's from that second marriage, in which case he might be a chalal. So it's a svek sveka, that it's suffik that she may not be a grusha at all, and even if she is a grusha, this child may not be from the union of a kohen and a grusha. The child may be from the first husband, so he's not a chalal at all. So that is the svek sveka. Tosel says a little differently, that the woman who was niskarish a suffik erishin, and she married a kohen, and she gave birth to a son, and that son is a suffik chalal, and then that son got mixed in to a whole family, and we don't know which one. We know there was a story in the family that there's one of the boys in this family is this suffik chalal, but we can't identify which one. We're unable to identify. So that's your svek sveka, that even the one, if we were able to identify the one, which one it is, it's only a suffik, and we can't even identify which one it is, and that's what makes it a svek sveka. Okay, so those are three interpretations of what almanas isa means. But in some level, it's an almana of someone who's a suffik chalal, and we're saying that she's kshera l'kuhuna, and the reason is apparently because we follow her chazaka. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua follows the cheskas kashrus of the woman. So Amalei, so Rabbi says back to Abaye, hachi hashta. No, that's a faulty comparison. Hasam, when it comes to an almanas isa, there's a reason to assume that she was married to an Adam Kasher, because Isha Nises Podekas Venises. Before a woman gets married, she's going to make sure that everything is in check in order to get married. So that's why we could rely on her Cheskas Kashrus. But Hacha, in the case of our Mishnah, where we saw her Midaberes Imechad, and we remember what we had the whole discussion yesterday, what does Midaberes mean? But it doesn't mean anything good when she's doing things that are not right. So Isha Mazana, Podekas Mazana, does that mean that a woman, before she's Mizana, she's going to look into the yichus of the guy that she's Mizana with and only be Mizana with an Adam Kasher? Certainly a woman who's Mizana is not Bodekas with who about who she's being Mizana with, and therefore if he shows Machmir and he's not Mamid the woman Al Cheskasa, she's Asura Mi Safek. So ask the Gemara Amar Rava, who's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Kasha, Rabbi Yeshua Lo Kasha. Wait, why did we only ask the Stira within Rabbi Yeshua? We could have also asked the Stira within Rabbi Gamliel, because Vakatani Seifa, the Seifa of that very same Mishnah tells us that Amrullah and Rabbi Gamliel said back to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, who were Machshir the Almanas Isa, that Kibalnu Eduschem, were Makabal your Edus, that you were made, that you heard that an Almanas Isa is Kasha Lakuna, and we trust you. Aval Manasa Share Gaza Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shalolo Shabezin Al Kach. I trust you that an Almanas Isa should be Kasha Lakuna. Problem is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is based in already made a gezeira that they shouldn't. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already made a gzeira not to be Moshe v'Beizin to be matir al almanas isa l'kuna. Shakhanim shom lechem l'rachik, because Kohanim will only listen to you if you tell them who's pasul to them. Avalo l'kariv, they're never going to listen to you if you tell them who's kosher to them. They're not going to listen to you if you say to be mekariv an almana and to say that she's muteris l'kuhuna. So Rav Gamliel paskens like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that an almanas isa is asur l'kuna, and we do not assume a cheskas kashrus. So it turns out it's sosar what it says in our Mishnah, that in our Mishnah, Rav Gamliel holds she's not menace, the woman is not menace to say the kosher nevalti, and we are mamid her al cheskasa. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says it must be Rav Gamliel lo kasher. It's also not a stira within Rav Gamliel. Why? Hasam bari. Hacha Shema, in the case of the Mishnah where we saw her midaberes, or we see that she's mu'uberes, she has a tainas bari, that she only had bia with a kasher. So you take her cheskas kashrus, you couple that with a tainas bari that she knows what happened, so she's mutaras l'kuna. But over here, by the almanas isa, the woman is not tainying the tainas bari that her husband is a kasher, because no one knows if he's kasher, he's a safek kasher. So the whole thing is Shema that he's a kasher. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel is going to say, I'm not going to rely on her chazaka when she's not even sure that she's kasher. So Rabbi Shor Nami lo kasha, and also don't answer like Rabbi said that there's a chazaka that a woman is bodekas v'niseis. The stira within Rabbi Yeshua could be addressed otherwise, because hasam chad sveka, by the case of ru'uam edaberes or ru'uam u'uberes, there's only one suffik. Was she nivala the kasher or was she nivala the pasal? So Rabbi Yeshua says there's only one suffik. I'm going to be machmir. I'm not going to follow the chazaka. But hacha trei sveki, but by an almanas isa there are two svekos, meaning it's a suffik that comes mikoach another suffik. The first suffix was that was in this guy's mother, the mother of the Safik Chala, was she Kasha Lakuna or not? And based on that, another Safik arose about the son, whether he's a Chalal or not. So when this woman got married to this fellow and then became an Almana, she's a Safik Almana's Chalal, and Safik whether she became Pasul through him. And the Safik didn't come through her, it came because of the Safik of the Shveger, of the mother-in-law. So that's where the Safik came. So whenever there are two Sveikos, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mekil to follow the Cheskas Kashrus of the Isha. That's how at least Rashi explains the Svek Sveika. It could be that it's Trey Sveike for other reasons, like we said before, the different Rishonim hold that you really have a case of two Sveikos over here. So the Gemara sums it all up. What the svaras of Ram Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua are. Hilchach, Ram Gamliel olam lebari dafilu b'chad sveika nami machshir. Ram Gamliel, who always likes to believe the woman, will say, as long as she's coming with a tainus bari, even with only one suffik, I'm willing to be machshir, because she has a tainus bari and she has a cheskas kashrus, and that's all I need. But v'kayel le'shema, he thinks that a tainus shema is very shvach, dafilu b'svek sveika nami pasal. So shvach, that even if it's only a svek sveika, and she has a cheskas kashrus, she's going to be pasal, because she is not coming with a tainus bari, she's only coming with a tainus shema. So according to Ram Gamliel, it all depends on tainus bari versus tainus shema. If she comes with tainus bari, we believe her. If she comes with tainus shema, we ignore her. And Rabbi Yeshua, alim lechad sveka dafilu bebari nami pasul, vekayle svek sveka dafilu beshema nami machshir. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, we so value the fact that it's only one suffix, like you see her medaberes, you see her muuberes, that even by a bari it's going to be possible, and he does not value svek sveka. He doesn't think a svek sveka is going to be kal to him. That meaning it's going to be so many svekos when there's svek sveka. It's so unlikely that she's possible, that even with the tainus shema, even if the woman's not even sure herself, it's enough to be machshir. So bottom line is, what the Gemara just summarized is that Rabbi Gamliel, when he's trying to figure out should we be machshir the woman or not, is going to look at whether she has a tainus bari or tainus shema. And when Rabbi Shua is trying to figure out should we be machshir the woman or not, he's going to say, well, is there one sefik or are there two sefikos? If it's one sefik, she's possible. If there are two sefikos, she's kasher. So now the Gemara brings a brisa with other dinim that relate to almanasisa. Tan rabbanan ezui almanasisa. What is an almana of a guy who is suffic pasul, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Dovid Beseira declared that an almana sisa is kasha? So kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzerus. It's a case where one of the sveikos is not about mamzerus. It's not, the husband was not a suffic mamzer. V'lo mishum nesinos. The husband was not a suffic nasin. V'lo mishum avdi malachim. The husband was not a suffic echad. So if the husband had any of those sveikos that are psule kal, then the almana would not be kasher. When Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yisera said that an almana's isa is kasher, it's because none of the sveikos relating to the husband are on that madrega. They're not about mamzerus and the sinus and avdus. They're about chalalus. So that's why it's not going to be. That's why the woman is going to be kasher. So Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir comments, Shamati kol shein ba echad mikol elu, that I heard that anyone who doesn't have safik mamzeres, safik nesinus, safik avdus, so mesin lekuna, their almana is going to be allowed to marry a kohen. Pashtus is Rabbi Meir is just repeating what the Tanakhama said. Again, the Tanakhama said that an almana's isa, who we say is allowed to marry a kohen, is when the sveikos don't involve mamzerus and nesinus and avdus. And now Rabbi Meir is saying, as long as it doesn't involve mamzerus and nesinus or avdus, she can marry a kohen. The same exact thing Tanakhama said. So the Gemara is going to have to deal with that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar quotes Rabbi Meir. Nichein Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi omer kedvarim. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi agrees. Ezui almanasisa. You know what almanasisa is? Where Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Dovid Beseira were machshir. Kol shenitma ba safik chalal. Whenever there's a safik chalal mixed in with this almana, she married a guy who was a safik chalal. So makirin Yisrael mamzerim shebineihem. Klal Yisrael recognizes the mamzerim in our midst, and therefore we should be machshir an almana of a guy who's a safik mamzer, because if you were really a mamzer, we would have known about it. But vein makirin chalalim shebineihem. We don't always recognize who the chalalim are in our midst, and therefore We passel an almana of a safik chalal. So the Gemara is right away going to wonder that this was just sofer what we just sofer what we just said. We just said that an almana of a safik chalal is ksheira, and then the very next line is, oh, and we know all about the safik mam, the mamzerim in our midst. So don't worry about a safik mamzer, because it's a sure sign that he's not a mamzer. We just don't know anything about the chalalim in our midst. So do worry about a safik chalal. That's exactly against what we just said. So now we're going to go take apart this brisa piece by piece. Lots of problems in the brisa. So Amar Mar, first thing that we have a problem in the brisa, it says, Ezvi almanas isa, kol she'en v'lomishim amzeris, v'lomishim nesinas, v'lomishim avdei malachim. That anyone where the suffix in the person's ichus does not relate to mamzeris, it does not relate to nesinus, it does not relate to any sense of avdus. So it's meduyuk that only suffix psulik, the suffix psulikal will passel their wives l'kuhuna ha'chalol, but if the husband was a suffix chalol, kosher, then his almana will be kosher l'kuhuna. Well, maishna hanach, Doraisa, Chalonami Doraisa. Why is that? Why is it that when it comes to Mamzerus and Nesinus and Avdus, that we're so strict that if that's even in the equation, then she's Pasa Lakuna? But if it's a Savi Chalal, then she's going to be Kasha Lakuna. After all, Chalal is a Din Doraisa, just like a Mamzerus and Nesinus and Avdus is a Din Doraisa. So why would we be more makil about a Savi Chalal than we would about anything else? Right? You always have all sorts of questions about kahuna, but a chalal is a din d'oraisa like the rest. V'su, and not only that, Amar Rabbi Meir, Shamati, kol shein ve'achem mikol elu, masin l'kuhuna. That Rabbi Meir then pipes up and says, if you don't have any of these issues of mamzerus and nesinus and avdus, then she's allowed to marry a kohen. Hainu Tanakama, it's exactly the same thing that Tanakama said. And a third problem, v'su, another problem on this braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, v'chein Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi, Amar Kedvarav, Ezra al-Malasisa, kol shenit maba, Safi Chalal, that an almanas isa is anyone who's nitma ba Safi Chalal, anyone who has a Safi Chalal in their lineage, but a Safi Mamzer or a Safi anything else would not be kosher. And then Rameir says, Makir Yisrael Mamzerim Shabinayim, don't worry about Safi Mamzerim, because we would have known if it was a Mamzer. Vein Makir Chalalim Shabinayim, but do worry about Safi Chalalos, because we don't always know about the Chalalim. But Vamir Reisha Chalal Kosher, we just got through saying that a Chalal is kosher, that an alman of a Chalal is kosher, to an almana of a safik chalal is kasher. So now, right after you say that, you're talking out of two sides of your mouth at the same time. First, you say that an almana of a safik chalal is kasher. Then you say, oh, when there's a safik chalal, it's very likely it is a chalal because we're in makirin chalalim shemineim. We have no idea who the chalalim are in our midst. So these are the three kashas on the brisa. So again, kasha number one on the brisa is that we said that an almanas isa is only when the suffix does not revolve around mamzerus or avdus or nesina, only around chalalus. So kasha number one is mamzerus, nesina, and avdus are daraisa, and chalalus daraisa. Why should there be a difference? Kasha number two is that Rabbi Meir just repeats the Tanakama. He doesn't say anything different than the Tanakama. And kasha number three is that at the end of the brisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Meir, Rabbi Shimon Menasya say that two different things that are contradictory to each other. On the one hand, they say that when the woman is married to someone who might have a problem of chalalos, then that's going to be kosher. And on the other hand, they say, we never know who the chalalim are, and therefore it's always going to be a problem. So answers the Gemara, we have to answer all the kashas. So to answer all the kashas at one time, we have to understand that there are two discussions over here. The Machlokas Tanaim and the Braisa is not about the same Almanas Isa that Rabbi Shor and Ram Gamliel were disagreeing about. By an Almanas Isa, we're talking about a case of a suffix where there's a clear suffix in front of us, that we know that the husband of this Almana was a suffix chalal. That's where you have Machlokas Rabbi Shor and Ram Gamliel, whether we're machshir the Almana based on her cheskas kashos or not. Whereas the Tanaim and this Braisa are talking about a different situation, and that is Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a person who has no rumors of any sort of psul about him, but Mamzer Tzoveach, that when we call him a Mamzer, he starts screaming, and he starts saying, I am absolutely not a Mamzer. The Chalal Shosek. and then we scream and we call him a chalal, and he just like sort of shrinks into the scenery. He doesn't say anything. He's totally quiet. So that's the machlokas tanaim in this brisa. Meaning, is his shtika about being accused of being a chalal, is that kahudaa? This is a very different kind of almanas isa than what we were talking about earlier. Earlier we were talking about a case where we know that there's a suffix in the yichus over here, but over here now we're saying no, we don't know anything. All we know is that when we call this guy a mamzer, he goes crazy at us. But when we call him a chalal, he doesn't say a word. So the Tanakama says kol psul dekarulei v'shasik pasul. Any shame psul that you call somebody and he doesn't respond, he doesn't object to it. He's pasul because his shtika is kahodaa. And v'achi kamer Tanakama. This is what the Tanakama is saying. Ezui almanas isa. What is the case of almanas isa that Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel disagree about? Where Rabbi Yoshua says it's kosher. Kol she'in v'lo shtuk mamzerus, v'lo shtuk nesinus, v'lo shtuk avdei melachim, v'lo shtuk chalal. That it doesn't. That we're not distinguishing between mamzerus nesinu eved and chalal. In all cases, as long as there's no accusation that he's silent to. So that would be kosher. Then the woman would be kosher. The case of almanas isa, that case of almanas isa would be that she's kosher is only that we know that her husband is a safek chalal and we have no chashash to pasul him because of shtika koda. But when there's a chashash of a person because of shtika koda, that you call him a shame psul, whichever shame psul it is, whether it's a psul kal like a mamzer or nasser or eved, or whether it's psul chalal, then he's pasul because of shtika koda. The Kamerle Rabbi Meir, and that's where a Meir disagrees with the Tanakama. He's not repeating the Tanakama, and he's saying, no, you know when his shtika should be read into and should be viewed as an admission. That's only if the shtika is about a very serious accusation. Like the shtika is about an accusation of being mamzer or nasin or evid, which are psulikal. Avul shtuk chalal, but if he's just quiet when the accusation is that he's a chalal, which is only a psul kahuna, kosher. Then we assume that he's kosher. It's not shtika koda. Why was he shasik? V'hadashasik mishum t'loich padlei. He's quiet because it doesn't really matter to him. He's kosher lovel bakal anyway. So it's not a raya that he's a chalal just because he didn't say anything. So that's what Rabbi Meir meant to say, to disagree with the Tanakama. You, the Tanakama, say that no matter what accusation you throw his way, if he is silent, you assume your accusation is true. Rabbi Meir says, I agree with you when the accusation is a psul kal, but when the accusation it's just about a chalal, it's not at all a raya that it's true. So that's why he says, Shamati, kol shein lechem mikalelu masin lukuna, that it's dafka mikalelu, it's dafka mamzerus and sinus or avdus, that if he's shosek, he becomes, the woman becomes pasul lukuna. But a shtuk chalal is kosher. And then, v'kamele Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanakama de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says to the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir, ish mi'alach, the makshir Rabbi Meir b'shtika, if you heard of any case where that Rabbi Meir is makshir, when the person was silent in the face of an accusation, lo dekar lechal v'shasik. It's not in the case where they called him a chalal and he was quiet. In that case, Rav Meir would pasul el dekar le mamzer v'shasik. The only case where he would be. Where Rameir would be machshir, even though the guy was silent to an accusation, is only if the accusation was about mamzerus. The haide shasik, why was he quiet if the accusation is not true? Savar mamzer kala islay, because he assumes, what do I need to scream and object and make a whole fight? Everyone knows when there's a mamzer, so there's no call that I'm a mamzer. They're not, people aren't speaking about me being a mamzer in the streets, so it's not going to carry any weight to it. Sometimes people come with accusations and just the smartest way to make it go away is just by ignoring it, just by being silent about it, and then slowly or quickly the accusation will go away. Aval mamzer b'tzaveach, but if a person is called a mamzer and he starts screaming that he is not a mamzer, or chalal v'shosek, they call him a chalal and he silently takes it, so pasul, then we assume that from his shtika, we assume that he's a chalal, that it's pasul. Why then was he quiet? Savar He figured that it's enough for him that that they're calling him a chalal and they're not looking into his lineage because they're not actually doing the research, because the fact that he's he's not crying out, that he's not screaming, that he's not objecting, they're not going to be motzi him from kahuna. But if he's tzaveach and he makes a machal about it, then maybe they'll start to be mevarer whether he taka is a chalal, and they'll possibly in lakuna. So that's why he just figures he'll be quiet. So that's why Reb Meir holds that we possibly him when he's shosek in the face of being called a chalal. He just thinks that if they do the research, they're going to find problems, and he doesn't want them to do the research, so he's shosek. And that answers all of the kashas that we had on the Braisa, where very clearly the Reb Meir is not a repeat of the Tanakhama. Very clearly we see why we distinguish between a chalal on the one hand and others, that the Tanakhama actually was not being mechalik between them. He thought that being shosik about any of those things is considered kehoda'a, and whereas Reb Meir, and there's a machlokas whether Rabbi Meir is mechalik between a mamzer and a chalal, in which direction, shtika of a mamzer versus shtika of being called a chalal. So now the Gemara asks a stira between two brises on this issue, that Tani Chada, Rabbi Yossi Amar Shtuk Mamzer Kosher Shtuk Chalal Pasul. That we have one brisa that says that Rabbi Yossi holds that if a person is shosek when they call him a mamzer, he's kosher. We do not think that that's shtika koda. But Shtuk Chalal, if he's quiet when they call him a chalal, then pasul. Then we assume it must be true that he is a chalal. And again, we said it before, because the reason he's being shosek is because he's afraid that if he says something, there'll be mevarer that he's taka psul, that they're going to find out that he's actually possible. It's amazing what you can find out when you do some research into Yichus. I just had this earlier this afternoon. We had the great Tzuchus. I brought the Masmidim program here in Camp Keli to meet with Rav David Cohen and then with Rav Yisrael Reisman. So each of them spent over an hour with the guys just answering their questions. So it was unbelievable. So Rav David Cohen, so we're learning Geirus this year. So the guys asked each of them if they have any good stories about Geirus. And both them came up with stories where where it was mevarer afterwards that the yichus was Rav David Cohen told us a maisa that from a young man from a very frum family went totally off the derech, married a girl who was Native American or something, and totally not Jewish girl, and at some point the girl said, like after they were married for a couple of years and the family pretty much cut off ties with the guy, other than like once a year maybe to call him and wish him a ksivu ksima tova before Rosh Hashanah or something. They pretty much had no contact with him. But one day his wife says to him, this non-Jewish girl, I'm partially Jewish. And he said, really? How much? She's like, I'm not sure. I heard something about it. And they started doing the research. It was only her mother's 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 mother who was Jewish. Everyone else was not Jewish. It was just the mother's 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 mother that was Jewish. So so it turned out that he had married a Jewish girl. You have a lot of mises like that where you don't know anything, and then you look into the yichus and you find a lot of things. Yeah, you find a lot of things when it comes to kahuna. Also, Rav David Cohen told us, I never knew this. He told us he's not a kohen. His name isn't really kohen. They gave him that at Ellis Island. They gave his parents that at Ellis Island. Any Italian, they gave an Italian sounding name, and any Jew they called Cohen that day. So he says he writes his name in his farm. He writes it with a kuf because he doesn't want to give the impression that he's a kohen. Okay, so anyway, so we have one brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yossi says a shtuk mamzer is kosher and a shtuk chalal is possible. But then b'tani yidach we have another brisa that says shtuk chalal is kosher, that if you're accused of being a chalal, then you're kosher. Shtuk mamzer is possible, but if you're accused of being a mamzer, then you're possible, because we assume shtika koda. So it turns out these brisas l'chora are a blatant steer one to the other. So it says more lo kasha. How Tanakama libid Rabbi Meir, and how Rabbi Shimon Elazar libid Rabbi Meir. We just said that there's a machlokas what Rabbi Meir holds. So the first price is following the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Meir, that when you're accused of being a mamzer and you're quiet, that's a sure sign of shtika koda'a that you are a mamzer. But if you're accused of being a chalal and you're quiet, you just figure who cares? It's not a psul kal anyway, and you're probably kosher, but you just don't think it's worth fighting. And the second brisa is assuming Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's version of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says that a shtuk chalal is possible, but a shtuk mamzer is going to be kosher. And the reason the guy is shasik when he's accused of being a chalal is because he figures that I don't want them looking into my lineage. And about a mamzer, he figures it's not worth fighting because kala islay. Everyone's going to know about it if I'm a mamzer, and therefore it's unnecessary to fight that battle. Let's maybe just quickly read the Mishnah, and then maybe we'll pick up again tomorrow. There was a story of the young girl that went to fill up water from the Mayan that was outside of her city, Venensa, and Nebuch, she was raped, and we don't know who the Boel was, whether he was someone who would passel her Lekuhuna or not. Was it a Nachri, an Eved, someone like that would passel Lekuhuna, or was it a Yisrael Kasher who just did a terrible, terrible thing? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Imro van She'ir Masin Lekuhuna, Harezu Tinasi Lekuhuna. They could follow a Rov, that a Rov of the Anshe'ir, Masin Lekuhuna, so then this girl also can be Nisis Lekuhuna. She can get married Lekuhuna. So that's an interesting Shaila, meaning the Gemara is going to discuss that really you need Trey Ruby on a Drabana level. Midar Raisi, you could follow one Rov. Rav Reisman told us a Maisa today. He said one night he got a knock on his door, and it's an 18-year-old girl, and she said, "I need to talk to you, but I am not going to tell you my name." And he said, "Okay." And she said that her parents were fighting, they were arguing, and her father said to her mother, "Anyway, you don't even know where you come from, you're adopted." And it was the first time the girl ever heard that her mother was adopted. So she asked her grandparents, is my mom adopted? And her grandparents said, yeah. So she asked her grandparents, do you know that she's Jewish? They said, yeah, the Jewish agency in Hartford, Connecticut in 1957 gave us a paper that said that she's Jewish. Not a rabbi, not a Beis Din, not a nothing. That's the entire raya that she was Jewish. So, okay, most of the kids in the Jewish agency were probably Jewish, but that's not a raya. You need Trey Ruby in order, you need two roves in order to establish such a chazak. So that was a very complicated shayla. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the parak when we get into that Trey Ruby. Okay, but from tomorrow, I do hope to continue at the same time. Probably we'll read the Mishnah quickly, we'll pick up from there, the bottom of the page on Yodalim Beis. Have a great night, everybody.